بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoint on Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, March 18th, 2002.
The magnanimous Imam Sajjad alayhi salam lived for almost 34 years after the Karbala event. In an Islamic environment of that time, his life, history, is full of lessons. Hopefully, those who are aware of the qualities of his life will relate them to the people, to Muslims and to even non-Muslims, so that everybody learns how our fourth great Imam alayhi salam, after Ashura, which was a huge blow to the pure and true Islam, managed to stand alone and prevent the destruction of religion foundation. It is quoted that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam returned to Medina. Following the event of Ashura, a person came to him and said, "Son of the Prophet, see what happened because you went there." The caravan returned with only one man, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. The women were captured, suffered, and mourned. Imam Hussein alayhi salam was no longer among them. Neither Ali al-Akbar nor the infant child were left among them. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam replied to that person, "Think what would have happened if we had not gone." Yes, it is if they had not gone, the bodies would have survived, but the truth would have been destroyed. The soul would have melted, the consciousness would have been trampled, the wisdom and logic would have been condemned throughout history, and even the name of Islam would not have remained.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Sometimes maintaining the goal and the value of the martyr's blood is just as important as martyrdom itself. The 30 years of suffering endured by Imam Sajjad alayhi salam and the suffering of Zainab al-Kubra alayhi salam for several years is this kind. They suffered to hold into this blood. After them, all the Imams alayhi salam incurred this suffering until the time of absence. Today, it is our duty, of course. Today, the situation is different compared to that time. Presently, thank to God, the government of truth, that is the government of martyrdom, is upright. So we have a duty to perform.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.